Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
He has really done an awesome job. I got a chance to meet him for the first time when he was assistant coach under Coach May. And I saw the passion. Over the last couple of years, Douglas, especially with what the school went through, needed a real pick-me-up. And he is kind enough to join us this evening. Coach Short, thanks so much for taking the time. I know I was looking back when I was doing a kind of like a spring look at your team and saw, wow, they didn't play very many games last year.
Yeah, unfortunately, we were only able to play two. We had two different times with COVID. We got shut down, and then we lost the game due to weather. When we were supposed to play Hallandale, their field was flooded. So, yeah, we only got two games in last year. It was, you know, kids really were bummed out about that.
Yeah, kind of a nightmare. It's funny because I've been on a few shows over the last couple of months, from upstate. And, you know, you're talking because they're trying to see how good teams are down here. And you're forgetting those teams played like 12 and 13 and 14 games last year. The Space Coast area where you used to be at, they played 8, 9, 10 games as well. So very frustrating for South Florida. You had a lot of kids who were impact seniors who helped. You know, you through that first year and the transition year that didn't get a chance to go out perhaps like they wanted to. Talk about that and guy in that senior class, because that was a senior class that, you know, kind of really was yours, because that was your first varsity at juniors and then this year as seniors. So that was kind of a special for you because that was your first senior class here at Douglas.
Yeah, you know, those guys, like I said, unfortunately only got two games. You know, a lot of them, you know, going into, the spring, we're looking to have, you know, big springs and, you know, really, you know, get evaluated and, you know, hoping to pick up players. And, you know, of course, you know, spring was canceled and then, you know, we got the late start and then we only played two games. So, you know, it was really hard for, you know, those guys to get a good look with only, you know, two game films. But, you know, fortunately, I think we had six guys who were that signed, and then our quarterback Matt O'Dowd got a preferred walk-on to LSU, and we still got a couple guys that are still looking at some options. So, you know, I think when it's all said and done, we probably have 8 or 9 guys from last year's team, you know, that are going to be able to play at the next level somewhere. But very very frustrating for those guys, you know, because the work they put in and, you know, coming off that, you know, the year before winning the district, you know, championship and then only getting to play two games. So it was tough.
Yeah, no, I mean, I can imagine. I mean, and you had, like you said, a talented senior class, a senior class that if you played that full season would have been right in that mix again for another district title, another playoff appearance as well. And I mean, what is it about Douglas? I mean, this is a program that has, every year they're right there. I mean, you know, you guys have you have talent. Your offensive line play is crazy. I mean, you've sent now two kids to major colleges, University of Miami, both of them. Now this year McLaughlin went there, and we know about Corey Gaynor. What is it about Douglas that they just breed the linemen, Gage and all those guys like that? What is it? I mean, you've been there long enough. Are they just big kids that get developed?
Yeah, I mean, I think we've definitely been fortunate. You walk the halls and there's big kids walking around, you know, and you know, Nick Webb at FAU, you know, him and Corey were up for the Remington Award last year, and like you said, Gage is at at Colorado State, and you know Mike enrolled at Miami, and so you know we've been fortunate, you know, to have, you know, big kids, big linemen, and you know we get them there when they're young, and you know that we were able to keep them there for the most part for 4 years, and I think, you know, Coach May and myself, you know, we've done it, and my offensive line coach now, you know, PJ, have done a great job getting these guys ready to play, you know, college football.
Yeah, no doubt. Coach Quentin Short is joining us, head coach at Douglas High School. And certainly this, looking at the kids coming back and the young kids, it seems like you guys are in pretty good shape. I mean, you have some talent that are going to be senior leaders, plus you have some young kids who are ready to contribute. Talk about that.
Yeah, really excited about our young group. We got guys that are hungry to, you kind of waited their turn, you know, that are going to be juniors. And even we're going to have a couple sophomores, you know, our quarterback battles. We got two young freshmen that are going to battle it out in the spring, probably a little bit into the summer, and see who wins that job. Both those guys are very talented, you know, freshmen is going to be sophomores. And like I said, we got our sophomore class, which is, you know, my true first, you know, class that came in as freshmen that didn't have, you know, Coach May as a head coach. Those guys are really chomping at the bit to get after it. You know, we do return a couple starters on offense who, you know, we're excited about. Our center, Aris Skorecki, has been a phenomenal during the offseason, just leadership and just really working hard. And we got two wide receivers, Hervin Lewis and Chris Spencer, that are also back we expect, you know, big plays from on the offensive side of the ball. You know, but we are, you know, we lost 14 starters to graduation. So, wow. You know, we got a lot of holes to fill, but we got a lot of, you know, a lot of kids that are, like I said, excited to get the opportunity. And I can't tell these guys that every day. From the time we got in that weight room in February till now, man, those kids have really been grinding and working, and just unbelievable effort they've been giving day in and day out. So really excited to, you know, kick things off next week in spring and see what we got and what we can do.
Coach, you brought up spring. You know, I was just kind of like in the first segment, I was talking a little bit about the fact that, you know, another kind of hollow spring, even though we have one, college coaches aren't going to be walking the sidelines or going into your classroom or meeting you for lunches and stuff like that because they're still not allowed out. So that puts a 2022 class in a kind of sell themselves mentality again, because last year they were completely shut out of a spring, and this year that rising senior class, from an exposure standpoint, and you know as well as I do, I mean, if they're deemed 4 and 5 stars, they're not going to have a problem. It's the kids that are right. The tweener kids. These are the kids. Now, have you set a game plan up where you're going to film scrimmages and such just to maybe give college coaches an additional view? Because mostly college coaches would be at these practices and they could see this for themselves. Have you developed some type of extra kind of game plan?
Yeah, I mean, well, you know, we film all of our practices anyway, so from that standpoint, that's going to be, you know, nothing new for what we do. But yeah, I think it's very important that, you know, that those guys have that on film, since they can't be, you know, at practice and at the game. So they, you know, we can send out some of the practice film, and then, you know, the spring highlights, and hopefully, you know, since NCAA opened everything up in June, you know, these guys can get in front of some coaches and really have an opportunity to be seen. You know, but I think, like you said, the 2022 class has really been hit hard, not only with, you know, COVID, but transfer portal and everything. Like, it's, you know, there's the number of opportunities have really, you know, shrunk, you know, with the portal and everything and that's going on. So, but, you know, I think we kind of told the kids that, you know, they really got to pick and choose, you know, as far as camps go, that they don't want to be going to, you know, a place where, you know, they're not going to have an opportunity to be seen. And, you know, it's really important that they hit these schools that they're interested in or they're getting interest from. So, you know, we've been talking to them about it, you know, for pretty much all winter long about kind of what the game plan was going to be.
That's sage advice right there. I mean, you know, you can't pretend, you know, this is reality now. I mean, a lot of these kids, I want to go to Alabama camp, you know, even though you won't step within 100 miles of the place. So the idea is to go where you really believe. If it's a 1AA school, if it's Stetson, if it's wherever, go, because you, like you said, Coach, you'll be seen. You'll have an opportunity, a greater opportunity you know, for success rather than, you know, trying to live out a dream that's not a reality.
Right.
But again, Coach, thanks so much. As always, you do a tremendous job. I love talking to you when I'm over at the games and stuff. Hopefully we can get to a few this year. Hopefully there'll be a few more. I know you'll have some really good games, and looking forward to it. Again, thanks so much. Have a great spring.
I appreciate it, Larry. Thank you for having me on.
Anytime. Coach Quentin Short, head coach at Parkland Douglas High School, the Eagles.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.